Carols and Scriptures for Advent. A Devotional Songbook from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 1st. A Reflection on Come Thou Long Expected Jesus by Dr. Randy Newman, former Senior Fellow for Apologetics and Evangelism at the C.S. Lewis Institute. Quote, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." End quote. John chapter 3, verse 17. If you've been a Christian for a while, the word saved may have lost its punch. Being saved, having a Savior, knowing God's salvation, tragically can fade to bland, meaningless cliches. Of course, you would answer a theological quiz correctly that now that you trust in Jesus' name for your sins, you won't go to hell. You might even be able to explain why you deserve to go to hell, but God, in his mercy, opened the door for you to go to heaven instead. But do you feel the weight of that salvation? Do you ever feel about your heavenly Savior plucking you out of your sin in ways a drowning swimmer might feel after being thrown a life preserver? Part of your Advent reflections could include consideration of what your life would have been like today if God hadn't rescued you when he did. Recently, I shared a ride with three other travelers I had not met before. Two of the three were friendly and pleasant. The other was a complaint machine. No matter what topic was brought up, he could shine his light of criticism on it and turn the atmosphere in the van to a dark gray. He had a gripe about the weather, the traffic, politics, food, his family, his neighbors, all dogs in general, and numerous cats in particular. It was almost comical, except for how depressing his non-stop whining became. And then it hit me. That's exactly who I'd be if God hadn't invaded my life with the good news of Jesus' death. I have life, and have it abundantly. I do still complain a fair amount, more than I should. But I now see that God saved me from the destructiveness of my grumbling to make me into a person of praise. Let's pray. Our God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for sending your Son to save, not condemn the world. May every day be for me a joy-filled celebration of your salvation, and may you open up my mouth to tell others in this world of this wonderful news. Amen.
Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins. Release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art. Dear desire, joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to deliver, born a child.